On occasion of the yearly project at the end of the first year of apprenticeship, our class was prompted to design, plan, and build a piece of furniture all on our own. We were supposed to use materials already available at the workshop. Moreover, we were required to include one rotating and one sliding element to the piece, since we were not allowed to use conventional hinges. At last, the maximum measurements of 50 by 50 by 50 centimeters were not to be exceeded. My piece of furniture was drafted to be a multifunctional piece designed for transportation and or storage. It can be used in many different areas of your daily life, but my intention was to use it as a bicycle basket to be attached at the front of the bike. The piece was inspired by the great amount of different bicycle baskets used in the Netherlands, where I went to for a weekend trip a few months ago. In regards to the topic of sustainability, which we were supposed to design our piece of furniture around, it was more than fitting to create a piece in order to support one of the most ecological forms of transportation, which is biking. The piece itself is constructed lightweight yet sturdy and resilient. It is made of spruce wood, which can be locally sourced and therefore was the most sustainable option. The carcass itself resembles a square shape, made of a front and back piece and two sides. A bottom part as well as a lid are attached to the piece, and the basket is finished off by an integrated handle which is mounted to the two side parts. All of the edges of the carcass as well as the ones on the handle are rounded off to prevent rain from clinging to the wood. The carcass pieces are connected through visible dowels, six on each side. The lid can be opened through a drilled-out hole in the middle, and therefore opens to both sides. The bottom part is screwed onto all four parts, and is the only part of the basket which is made of a chipboard called multiplex to ensure form stability. Furthermore, four notches circle around the whole basket and divide it into different sections. With reference to the self-developed hinges, the required rotating and sliding elements can be found at the lid and the handle of the basket. The rotating elements are dowels, which are glued into the lid and hooked in the front and back pieces of the carcass. Right in between those, a plastic washer is attached at each side. The sliding element is incorporated in the handle, which is made of three parts in total. The handle itself is connected to two side handles, which again are mounted to the side parts. On these two sides, one dowel each is attached and holds the side handles through a shaped or milled opening. Hence, the handles can be extended and the basket can be carried around. Eventually, the piece was finished off with a colorless glaze to protect the wood but still keep its natural color and texture. The design of the basket captures the essence of sustainability by focusing on a few minimalistic elements only. Circles and lines determine the overall outcome of the piece and can be found more than once, such as the notches and dowels are a repetitive part of the design. This minimalistic approach was influenced by a Scandinavian interior, which limits itself to only a few key elements. What I've learned from the project is that nothing ever goes to plan, no matter how much scheduling is done in advance. Some procedures were easy to deal with, while others were a bit more challenging. Nevertheless, I would say the project was a huge enrichment of understanding the process of planning, designing, and building a piece of furniture all on your own.